Good afternoon. My name is Sarah Barrett, like you said. I'm a graduate student under Dr. Jeff Gore and Dr. Angus Ketchot at Mississippi State University. So for the past 2 years, I've been a student worker, can you hear me, in the entomology department at Delta Research and Extension Center in Stoneville. I just completed my first semester of grad school in December, so today I'll be talking to y'all about what I will be researching and a little bit on a preliminary trial that we were able to conduct this fall before classes started. So just a little bit of background. There isn't much in the literature regarding rain fastness of insecticides. And this is interesting because other than VT cotton, foliar applied insecticides are a grower's best defense against insect pests during the growing season, which is also a time when precipitation patterns are very unpredictable. And with the sporadic control that some BT cotton is showing, control with foliar applied insecticides is likely to be more important in seasons to come. So this is just a line graph showing the amount of rainfall at Delta Research and Extension Center in Stoneville from July 1st to August 31st across 4 years. And you'll notice that there are times when we've received over an inch, 2 inches, and even over 3 inches of rainfall. And usually during the months of July and August, the daily forecast will show a 10 to 20% chance of rain just to account for those pop-up showers that might occur. So I have two pests of importance in cotton that I want to focus on today, the tarnished plant bug and the bollworm. And this is a table just showing how many insecticide applications were made per acre for each pest. And we see an average of 1 to 2 applications made for bollworms per acre and an average of 5 to 6 applications made for the tarnished plant bug per acre. And I wanted to give an idea as to how much this is costing. In 2017 in the Mississippi Delta, growers were paying an average of $89.80 per acre just on foliar applied insecticides, not counting treated seed or other such costs. So the tarnished plant bug, Lagus linearis, is a very important pest of cotton because it causes a wide variety of damage to the cotton crop. It feeds on developing squares, growing points, and small bolls, particularly in the terminal. And when they feed on small squares, they drop and fall off. When they feed on bracts and older bolls, they tend to flare and fall off. Additionally, the tarnished plant bug lays or inserts their eggs into various parts of the cotton tissue, which also causes damage to the plant. They'll develop for 5 to 7 days in there, and the tarnished plant bug overwinters in ground cover and moves into blooming plants in the spring, including cotton. And in the United States, each growing season, we may see up to 3 generations of tarnished plant bugs. So the second pest of importance for my project is the bollworm, or Helica verbosea. They feed on a large variety of both agricultural and wild hosts, and they move into blooming cotton from these wild hosts. And they are very detrimental to the cotton crop, causing damage to fruiting structures and reducing yield. Earlier instars of bollworm larvae are known to tunnel through the young terminal leaf buds and smaller squares near the site of oviposition. The worm punctures these squares and feeds on the floral structure, which causes it to turn yellow and drop off. And a bollworm can complete its life cycle in approximately 25 days. And as a result, we may see between 6 to 8 generations of bollworms in one cotton season. So throughout my research, we'll be evaluating the rain fastness of various insecticides, such as chlorantraniliprole. And this is a group 28 insecticide recommended for use against bollworms. And if you're to read the label of this product, it says that it may impact the quality of surface water due to runoff from rainwater. And it suggests using this product as long as you aren't suggesting rainfall within the next 48 hours. Again, for use against bollworms is methoxyfenazide plus spinetoram, which are group 18 and 5 insecticides respectively. And the label for this product states that It will resist washoff better than most insecticides, but the efficacy of it will be reduced if it's exposed to rainfall or overhead irrigation. So one insecticide for my studies regarding tarnished plant bugs will be sulfoxaflor, which is a group 4C insecticide. And interestingly, this product's label has nothing on it in regards to rainfall, rainfastness, or residual when exposed to any sort of irrigation or rainfall. Another insecticide that we'll be looking at for the tarnished plant bug is acephate, and this is a group 1 insecticide, and it's also another insecticide that has nothing on the label regarding rainfastness. So the objective of my research will be to evaluate the impact of washoff on the efficacy of various insecticides against key cotton pests. So just materials and methods for my research. Cotton plots will be sprayed with the selected insecticide. Collections will be made hourly between 0 to 5 hours after treatment. And the leaves, we will make a leaf collection, and leaves will be immediately transported back to the lab where they will be separated into 3 groups, treated, untreated, and treated and rinsed. The treated and rinsed leaves will be subjected to simulated rainfall and then allowed time to dry. And the leaves will then be placed into petri dishes and infested with the selected pests, sealed with parafilm, and then mortality will be recorded after 72 hours. So, as I mentioned in my introduction, we were able to conduct a preliminary trial of my research before classes started. One of our cotton plots that was around 7 to 8 nodes above white flower was sprayed with Prevothon at 10 gallons an acre. In the first trial, we made leaf collections between 0 to 5 hours, and in the second trial, we made leaf collections between 0 and 3 hours. The leaves were put into the 3 treatment groups, as I mentioned, and rinsed leaves were subjected to a half inch of simulated rainfall. To simulate rainfall, we simply hung the leaves individually across a piece of string and used a water hose with a nozzle adjusted to a shower setting and doused the leaves for approximately 30 seconds, and that got us to about a half inch. And our leaves from these trials were actually infested with fall armyworms just because our lab population of those was greater and more readily available. The worms we used were around second instar, and we checked them after 72 hours. So this is a bar graph showing the mean mortality of fall armyworms from the first trial, with hours on the x-axis and mean mortality on the y-axis. And as you can see, the mortality of our untreated control was pretty high, but that is the beauty of doing preliminary trials, is figuring out what works so we can refine our technique. Again, this is mean mortality data from the second trial with hours on the x-axis and mean mortality on the y-axis. And again, we see this high mortality in our control with the exception of hour 1. I don't know what went right. So these preliminaries gave us some valuable insight as to how we could better carry out this study. For example, we plan to use bigger larvae in our next studies just to try to account for all the high mortality that we saw in these preliminaries. Additionally, we'll try to find a better way of rinsing our leaves just because hanging every individual leaf and spraying it is pretty time consuming, especially when you have to go back and collect every hour on the hour. So moving forward with my research and just using what I've learned from these preliminary trials, we've got a few things that we want to make sure that we cover in this study. For example, we'll be using additional pests of cotton as well as insecticides that are used to treat those pests. Also, we will be using different intervals of simulated rainfall just to mimic the unpredictability of natural precipitation and the impact on the efficacy of those insecticides from natural precipitation. Because, as they say, the most expensive insecticide is the one that doesn't work. And I'd like to thank Mississippi State University for this opportunity, my advisors, Jeff Gore and Angus Ketchot, my committee members, and Cotton Incorporated for funding this research. And I'd love to take any questions.
We have time for questions.
Do you plan to investigate not only the amount of stimulated rainfall, but also the intensity of the downpour?
I'm sure that we will, because this project is definitely still in the development stages, so that would be very interesting to look at.
So when you're doing your biomass study, will you use naturally occurring pests or lab-reared pests?
Probably lab-reared pests, if I had to guess. In these first trials, that's what we did do, and I imagine that's what we'll probably continue to do, but that would be something interesting to look at, using naturally reared pests.
Any other questions? Thank you.